Welcome to IET Evolve Everyday Earthing and Energy Wisdom. Today is Sunday, August 24th, 2025. I am Susan Manowich. We've had two M-class flares within the past 24 hours. We just had another M1.34 this morning at 8:30 UTC. And there's also this unnamed region that produced the moderate class flare that we had yesterday. It really did seem to produce some intense energy, which I will talk about in a little bit. So yes, we've got these flares that are happening and are occurring. And yesterday, towards the morning time, you could see the uptick, just from what I could see, you could see the real uptick in energy. You can see there was this agitation out there in the public. And, you know, of course, I look and go, okay, well, this is a big shift from yesterday. So is this, does this flare have a different energy signature to it? You know, so what may be happening? But what was interesting is we had the M1.7 at 20:06 UTC, but there was also a 9.1 that occurred at 19:22 UTC yesterday. So, and that was from the C class was from 4191, and the M1.97, we don't know, but it looks like it was from the southeast limb area. So the point being is when you have these back-to-back flares, you know, that's a lot of energy that's coming out and that's happening. And yes, they do have different signatures to them. They can definitely feel different. And sunspots, we've had six active. Right now, we have six active. 4191 is the most developed. And we've got a few new regions, which are mostly simple at this point. But yes, let's see what did produce that M1.34 this morning. And I'll keep you updated on that one. Solar wind, well, we went down, you know, so we had about 545, which was pretty strong kilometers per second. Right now, last check, it's 371. So we're moving towards more normal conditions, and that was expected. The interplanetary magnetic field was weak. You see it bobble a little bit north, a little bit south, but it doesn't have these wild swings. So for the solar wind, it should be more steady, more normal today. But possibly we've got this high-speed solar wind from a coronal hole that may hit us tomorrow. But today, it should be on the lower, more normal side for the solar wind. The KP was 0 to 3, basically quiet to unsettled, and we're at KP1 right now, which is basically quiet. And the Schumann, well, the Schumann charts are not updated. I looked in multiple spots, and they are just not updated at this point. So unfortunately, I don't have anything for you on that. And when we look at our potential forecast, we've got this coronal hole stream. Like I said, it may pick up tomorrow. And if that does, we can likely see some geomagnetic activity. So the KP go up on August 25th or the 26th. And M-class, we've got 35% probability, and the X actually just got bumped up from a mere and low 1% to 5%. So that could possibly, if we do get more M-class flares, that could possibly give us some minor to moderate radio blackouts. And I don't have word at this point if that one from this morning did produce a radio blackout. So just a little bit of a summary. Maybe you're doing okay, because if you're listening to this, maybe you yourself are doing okay. But when you are out in public, maybe you do notice that there's an increase in energy, an increase in agitation. It also seems that sometimes when this activity does occur, like I said, that it has a different signature to it, that people don't seem to have very good boundaries. It's almost like there's a lack of awareness around their boundaries. And, you know, what I would say is, how are you noticing that? How are you paying attention to that? Are you able to rise above the fray of that? Which leads us to the wisdom drop. What are some of your go-tos when you're feeling heightened or anxious? Some, you know, some type of heightened or anxious energy, something that feels unsettled. Well, if you don't have anchors, here are some suggestions that they do actually work. Water, ocean, river, a stream, go in it, put your feet in it, even if it's just your feet for, you know, 5-10 minutes, it really does help to discharge that energy. Sit on the grass, Definitely take your shoes off and go barefoot outside. So these are some really minor things that you can do. Now, obviously, if you have access to ocean, river, stream, well, that's so much better. And if you don't, maybe you can actually think about places around you that you can go to discharge that energy. What I've found is doing the, like putting your body or just your feet in natural moving water really seems to discharge it so much faster. Thank you so much. Remember, you are designed to be attuned to the earth and cosmos, and we'll see you tomorrow.